This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got my ears pierced.
Looks great. Did it hurt?
It hurt about as much as like a shot hurt. Maybe a little bit more than like a shot.
Okay. You screamed like a little schoolgirl, I bet.
Well, I screamed, I got my shot, so yeah.
And they parlayed this with your COVID booster, right? It was an ear pierce COVID booster.
That's right.
Double. Yeah, okay.
You just cool. Stick it right through.
All the way through. Yeah, I did not get vaccinated at all. Dripped out the other side.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D Season 2, Episode 1.
Woo!
It sounded scripted, so I was like, I didn't want to.
It sounded so scripted,
I was like, I'm going to ruin it.
Yeah, it was a gamble. It was a gamble to pause that long. I'm glad it paid off.
And then there was me, who was like,
woo! Oh, what a start.
I am very excited to see Beef again. So let's get to it.
Same. I wonder what he's up to.
For those of you just tuning in, Sitcom D&D is a real-play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience, where each episode our cast of characters struggle to keep the lights on and the doors open to their beloved tavern and inn, Bottoms Up. And today, we're going to pick up inside Bottoms Up, where it's business as usual for the bar, which means almost no business at all. The bar's pretty much empty. And it feels even emptier than usual because Chalice isn't down at the bar. You guys notice she's been spending a lot of time up in her room lately, and she's been seeming a bit distant and sad. The most popular theory on this is that she's feeling melancholy because her fiancé, Jalpert, has often been away on royal business. But it's not all bad news here. In fact, Seb is about to return to the bar after successfully paying off the bar's Season 1 debts to That's So the Raven and the bank. So let's pick up right before Seb makes his entrance into Bottoms Up. All right, quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Dice!
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Okay, so I am going to swing open the door, and I will use my wild shape feature and go, "Who let the dogs out?" And I am a border collie, and I go, "Arf, arf, 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 arf." And I come in, I'm like, "We did it! We paid him off! Everybody, let's party!"
Oh, Seb, I'm so glad you're back. I got both my hands stuck in a Pringles cans.
I'm too happy. Cool.
Elizabeth, you have to explain what Pringles are in our world.
Pringles, they're delicious. They're a delicious dessert. You can only get at the bodega down the street from Miss Hannigan.
The villain from the musical Annie. Got it.
Not in my eyes.
She's a wonderful
woman that gives me dessert cans.
Wait, I'm looking in here. If you just let go of the Pringles, you can free your hand. You just have to let go of the Pringles.
Wait, are you, is this a tube and you're holding on to your other hand? Like one hand is in one side and the other hand is in the other side and you're just holding on to your hand?
Well, I mean, I never thought of it like that.
Beef, let go of your damn hand.
I don't know how.
Hey guys, don't mind me. I'm just down here for another Pringles can.
Chalice.
And then Chalice like puts like 8 Pringles cans and several snacks, and she looks like for sure disheveled, and like she hasn't seen the sun yet today. And
Chalice,
then she puts her head down and goes back upstairs.
Chalice, oh shit, man, I missed her.
I mean, hey, this is like a really happy time. I know we just paid off all the debts we had.
Oh yeah, congrats, Seb. Nice.
Yeah, no problem. I'm still a dog, though. Just want to make sure everybody
knows
that's
cool. That feels new. And sorry, I didn't mention this. You're a dog now. That's new.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kind of caught on the Pringles thing and kind of
I'm so sorry about that.
So you're always a dog? Is this like a shaggy dog type of situation?
No, it's just about an hour at a time.
Okay.
I've been using it for different stuff. I was our secret shopper a few weeks ago.
That was you?
Yeah, and you guys just shooed me out. You said, hey,
were
hey, you, and you started clapping your
you
hands at me.
You were a big bat biting people.
Okay, I was a hungry, hungry bat wanting beer and ale. I mean, that's secret shopper. I don't
You're right, we
rules.
Shouldn't shoo out bats that want to patronize our facility. That's so fair.
That's true.
And you guys, I mean, you know, Seb's not the only one who's got new stuff going on. I mean, it's been a bit of a break, so notice anything different about me?
Did you shave the word butt into your butt?
I've had that forever, Chip. I pierced my ears.
Oh my God. Jennifer.
I'm so sorry we didn't even notice. You look delicious, as always, but those earrings really put you over the top.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I mean, we paid off our debts. I'm ready to freaking party, but I don't know. Do you guys notice how freaking Chalice has been pretty down in the dumps lately?
Yeah, it feels like she wouldn't be up for a party.
What if we made it so she had to party?
Okay, but how do you make someone party?
Well, she's getting married, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Surprise bachelorette party, motherfuckers!
Whoa!
The language.
Yo, yeah.
It'll get bleeped, maybe.
Depending on who's editing.
Oh, a surprise bachelorette party. Okay. Well, the wedding's right around the corner, right? Or is it? Or is it not?
It is. I mean, like, relatively, probably this season.
Now, what is a bachelorette party? It sounds
Maybe
delicious.
We should start there. Yeah, what is that?
It's a time to celebrate with your best friends before you take a very big step in the book of your life. I forgot to say big chapter. I kind of mixed my metaphors. It's a when you take the next big chapter in the story of your life.
Is it going to be weird if I'm there?
Wait, why would it be weird if you're there?
Yeah, why would it be
I mean, it wouldn't be. There's no reason for it
you
to be weird.
You guys are like really close.
You guys are like the best of friends.
Yeah, that's
true. I think it would be weird if you weren't standing right beside her as she was getting the knot done.
I'm going to do what I can to make sure you guys hold hands throughout, all right?
Throughout the wedding or just tonight?
We'll start with tonight, but we'll see. We'll see.
The bestest of friends should be holding hands, and Beef's already trying to hold everyone's hands, but he can't because his hands are still in the Pringles cans.
Just let go of your hands.
So just grab the tube. Just grab the tube. It'll be easier this way.
I'm still a dog.
Does someone want to go grab Chalice? Because I actually, I already had an idea. So if someone's
is it going to be awkward if I'm the one that grabs Chalice?
What are you on about?
I mean, no, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't. There's no reason for it to... I'll go grab her. I'll go grab her. Chalice?
Yeah, is the hungry bat back? Do you need my help?
No. Thank you for taking care of that last time. but we actually have a... not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Not you don't have a surprise?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes. There's a bunch of, like, stuff that's... not for you downstairs, and we haven't even set anything up yet.
Okay, well, Chip, it sounds like you have it handled.
Like, Chip, maybe she gave what? You an excuse right off the bat. You said no, and oh. then came up with nothing.
You're right. Oh, no, the bat's back.
Okay.
We need your help.
All right, I might not do a good job, though, but I'll try my best. And Chalice grabs the broom handle that she sharpened that's by her bed for just silly nonsense like this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's just sort of in a daze and grabs her hand and lets you lead her out of the room.
Okay. Chip leads her downstairs.
Okay, guys, what Surprise! Are we going to do?
Oh! Surprise!
Chalice throws the broom as hard as she can.
At what?
At them in their general direction.
roll a d20 then.
I got a 7.
It just impales into the bar, kind of in between everyone.
Whoa! Surprise, Chalice!
Did you guys get me a puppy? Oh my god, you got me a puppy that actually means god.
Just
so
go
much
with it,
to me.
Just go with it.
Yes.
I haven't seen her smile in months. You gotta go with it.
I'm a silly dog.
And he talks to you. I love him.
Yeah, and weirdly, he kind of sounds a little bit like Seb, but you could just ignore that.
All right, I'm going to like bite the broom post. I'm going to take it out and I'm going to take it over to Chalice, wagging my tail, and I'm going to put it on the ground like we're about to play catch or something.
Oh, hi. What should I name him?
Seb, maybe.
I feel like that'll get confusing, Beef. What do you think?
And Chalice, that's not all. Okay, we've got a ton of different stuff planned for you because it's your bachelorette party. Surprise!
It's your bachelorette party. Surprise.
It's your bachelorette party. I mean, Girly. It's your bachelorette party.
Chalice looks behind her because she goes, what? My bachelorette party.
Yeah, for you, silly.
Yeah, you get married and we for love you.
For your big fancy day.
My wedding's not till like the end of the season. This feels a little early.
No time like the present.
Okay.
Speaking of present, is someone outside? What the heck? And then just then, a few hunky patrolmen strut into Bottoms Up.
Whoa, hey. Hi, boys.
One of them booms. We heard there was a noise complaint. And Jennifer screams,
yeah! We weren't making enough noise! Hit it, boys!
Are we in trouble?
The guards just stand there and look at each other.
Jennifer, did you set this up, or are these actual cops?
I'm sorry. Yeah, are these...
Jennifer chucks a coin at the guards.
Beef, play some music! Let's go, boys! Start stripping!
Oh, my hands are indisposed, but good thing my feet know how to play the tune of the gods. Here we go.
No, this is actually just that we did get a noise complaint. You guys actually have to keep it down.
Is it the dog?
Sorry, we have a new puppy. His name is Pringles, and he's so sweet.
What the freaking heck? I set this up. I called the noise complaint. You guys aren't even taking off their clothes. Guys, what the hell's going on here?
Wait, you called an actual noise complaint on us, Jennifer?
Yeah, that's how this works.
No.
Okay.
Even I know that.
Well, okay. Sorry, boys. Hit the bricks. We've got a party to throw. Unless we want them to join. Probably not. They're not really our friends.
No.
We called a preemptive sound complaint. It's about to get noisy.
As you're saying this, Jennifer is like climbing up the bar shelves and then grabs a few of the more higher end bottles and starts mixing them together.
Okay. Let's start making a toast about how much we absolutely love Chalice and we're so happy for her.
Chalice grabs a full bottle of whatever one of them is.
Oh.
Planning to just really drink a lot. Fake it till she makes it.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Hell yeah, girly.
I mean, that's fun. Sure. We'll all do it together. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Boys, wherever she goes, we go. If she goes into the darkness, we're going with her, all right? You hear that, Chip?
It's not awkward that I'm here.
No.
Why do you keep it?
Why do you keep saying
it's
that?
Not complicated at all.
Well, just, you know, since I got my new girlfriend and everything, and it just feels like...
Yeah, sure. Man.
Okay.
You got a new girlfriend.
What's this girlfriend's name again?
Well, her name, it is Alberta Toronto.
Yeah, right.
And Chalice, already a little bit drunk, goes, "That sounds real."
Thank you. She's very real. She's a very grounded person. We've been writing to each other.
The bottle smashes in Chalice's hand. I spilled.
No worries, no worries. Now, to Chalice, a dear friend who would be by my side till the end. Oh, it kind of rhymed there. And, well, as they say, bottoms up.
And we're going to pick up the next morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do we have a hangover, Sean?
No, I'm going to tell each of you what's going on with you as you wake up. Why don't you guys roll to see who wakes up first? So whoever rolls the highest is going to be waking up first.
12.
Natural 20.
Wow.
16.
4.
Okay, perfect. Seb, your eyes open and you don't feel very good. You feel like you were just on a bender, and you're also on the floor of the bar of Bottoms Up, not your bed. It is very early in the morning, and immediately you feel something is just kind of off. Why don't you roll for perception?
19.
As you're kind of like stumbling to your feet, you catch yourself in a mirror in the bar, and you look over, and there's dried blood all around your mouth, and you open your mouth and you don't have a single tooth left in your mouth.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, that screaming wakes up Chip.
What?
Chip?
Yeah.
You are partying. It seems like you fell asleep mid partying with Jonathan the Spirit Guard.
Hey.
You're in the cellar. Why don't you roll for perception?
13.
Cool. You have full patrolman armor on. You're also covered in blood that you can tell is not yours, but you don't really know whose it is.
Okay.
And so you're probably not a good sign that you're wearing patrolman armor and covered in someone else's blood. Chalice, you roll out of bed and you look around and your room's kind of trashed and you immediately are like, wow, I don't have any memory or recollection of last night. And why don't you roll for perception?
17.
Okay. As you do your morning stretch, you notice that there's a lot of pain in your back and you have a wall mirror in your room. And when you look, because you're wearing like backless PJs, you have...
Backless? Wait. I was like, are we going to let Sean just say that?
No, no.
Backless PJs?
Yeah, they're like a onesie of PJs just with the back cut out.
I think it might. Okay. Yeah.
Like the butt flap?
No, that's
canon.
What
you're talking about?
It's a full back butt flap.
What wow. the hell does
It's
that
a butt
mean?
Flap that goes from the nape of the neck
down to the bottom
all the way
of the
down to, wow. to the feet.
That millisecond pause that? After Sean said that was the most loaded silence I've ever been a part of.
We were all like, I imagined it in my head before I said anything, and I was like, that's crazy what I'm seeing in my head.
Also, my brain was like, Sean has seen me wear normal human woman pajamas before.
Sure.
Have I ever worn backless? Maybe
no,
I have.
But Chalice does.
Oh, you're right.
Chalice does.
This is Chalice.
So Chalice is wearing her backless PJs, Karen, and when she looks in the mirror, she sees, Chalice, you have a enormous back tattoo.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I see.
It's a full back tattoo. And upon closer inspection, you freak out a bit, obviously, and get closer to the mirror. You can tell that it is the exact same tattoo that Seb has on his back.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh,
God. Dragon, like Dragon's Dread. Yeah, Dragon Bane.
Gloomweaver, Dragon's Dread in the abyssal language. Yes. Yes,
exactly that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Chalice is freaking out. Also, Chalice is so concerned that she lost her new dog, Pringles. Yeah. She doesn't know where he went.
And she's never going to find out.
She's never going to know.
We'll put up posters.
And that screaming wakes up Beef. Beef, why don't you roll for perception as you wake up?
19.
19. Beef, you look around. You feel pretty normal.
Yeah.
And everything's pretty much intact for you. Like,
hell,
that feels,
yeah,
like kind of like a normal night out for Beef. But then you hear, with your 19 perception roll, another like scream, kind of cry thing going on. And it doesn't sound like one of the gang. It doesn't sound like one of your friends. It's actually kind of coming right next to your little sleeping area. And you look over there, and in a little wooden basket is a baby beholder. Now, if you need to look up what a beholder is, it's a kind of disgusting, many-eyed ball that has like tentacles coming off of it, but it's a baby version of that monster.
Aww.
And it's crying.
Oh, it's so cute. One question I have, do I still have the Pringle can stuck to me?
Good question.
Do you want the Pringle can stuck to you?
Wait, can we say you have four Pringle cans stuck to you? One on
each. One on each. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to gallop around.
Perfect. That sounds about right.
Yes, you have four Pringles cans.
Oh.
One on each limb.
Hey there, little buddy. Hey, hi. Am I your new daddy?
It just continues to cry and cry.
Oh, you hungry? I'd like to roll another perception check, please. Five.
Five. Okay. That doesn't help at all. You haven't really figured out what would make this thing stop crying, but it is. You do see, however, there's a baby Bjorn for the beholder that you can put on so that the beholder rests gently on your tummy.
Hey, little buddy. I'm going to call you Squishy Squish, and I'm going to put you right here next to my belly like a little mom would. Hey there. You're so cute.
It's scream crying, and it looks absolutely hideous.
Oh, you're so cute. You're dribbling droops out of your mouth. How many mouths do you have? You must be hungry. Me too. I'm hungry. Wait. I'm hungry. Where is everybody?
I'd like to make my way back to like the main bar area.
Yeah, same.
Chalice is just going to scream back tattoo on the top of her lungs over and over again.
Hey, Seb, it sounds like Chalice is calling for you.
Okay.
Your mouth is... Are you okay, buddy? It looks like
I feel like a baby. Oh, God. What's...
Wait.
Oh, Beef. Oh. Yeah, this is my little guy. His name's Squishy Squish. I'm thinking about putting a hat on him soon. Isn't he cute?
Oh, we got to get rid of it. All right. Just put it in a box by the fire station or
no.
something. I don't know.
I found him. Finders keepers. Losers sleepers.
Should we check on Chalice since she was just screaming loudly?
Oh, yes. I was. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Chalice, what's going on?
Chalice.
Nobody look at me.
What's wrong, Chalice?
What's wrong?
First of all, I lost the dog you gave me. I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
Uh-oh.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, it'll be back at some point.
It'll be back. Pringles will be back.
Second of all, and then Chalice swings open the door and just points to her back.
Oh, that's a lovely backless PJ that you're wearing.
Oh, beautiful PJs.
No, the tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
God.
Oh, very cool.
Oh.
Wait, where have I seen that before?
Matt, look, Seb.
Oh, Seb's also wearing his backless PJs. Perfect.
No, the tattoo.
Oh, the tattoo.
Whoa, the tattoos.
Oh, my gosh, they line perfectly up. We're going back to back.
I never knew you guys were the same height. Question mark?
No.
Does this solve
a
riddle of some sort that I don't know about? Why do you guys have these?
I don't know. What the hell happened last night?
We didn't sleep together, did we?
All of us?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Anybody, because I can't because I'm actually taken now.
We're not talking... Chip, Montreal, Vancouver doesn't need to worry... about whatever the heck you did last night. Montreal has nothing to worry about, Chip.
Okay, I'm going to tell her one of these letters because I'm honest with Alberta.
Have you ever even met her?
No, we met via a dating service.
What was that called again?
It's Tinder. It's like a fire-based dating service.
Oh, yeah, where everyone loves fire.
Yeah, if you love fire, you submit your profile, you write it down on a piece of parchment, and you drop it into the fire, and then you get matched.
I've never even heard you talk about fire until you met this girl. Just by the way.
Did someone say what the hell happened last night and would like a very organic and natural explanation?
Is this Dr. Pip again?
It's me, Dr. Pip. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's Dr. Pip.
Oh, I had forgotten about you.
How? Well,
I can tell you because I don't remember a gosh darn thing from last night after drinking one of your rat tails, rat poisons, and after doing some research on it, it looks like there might have been some piss from a halfling in there that mixed with the alcohol, basically creating the equivalent of a level 6 forgetfulness potion. You guys probably can't remember anything at all from the last 12 hours. I know I can't.
We're never going to be able to figure out whose piss that was either.
No. Oh my gosh, where's Jennifer?
Oh.
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 What? Jennifer?
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 You don't hear any response.
Well, that's certainly not good.
Could I maybe roll for perception?
Yes.
I wish I didn't. It's a 3.
You just noticed Chalice's back tattoo.
Oh my God. Where have I seen that before?
Oh God, we are a mess.
Dr. Pip, were you with us all last night?
Hell if I know. I drank the rat poison. I don't remember a thing. Wait, do you think we slept together?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody.
Can I roll for insight since I'm trying to remember?
You have the equivalent of a forgetfulness potion, so you will not be able to remember anything.
Okay, then I'll just do perception.
Okay.
I got a 16 altogether.
Seb, you actually notice something. Oh, this kind of screwed up because Beef has Pringle cans on.
Quit click-clacking with those things. Let me just... And I rip one off.
Ow!
You see on Beef's hand is actually a wedding ring. And when you inspect the wedding ring, on it, engraved, it says, Chops Chapel.
Chip, do you know where that might be?
Because it has some of the same letters as your name.
Yeah.
No, this
most of the letters
are the same.
This is
that chop guy. It must be the chop guy that left all those comments.
Well, that's our only lead. And also, Beef, you're married.
Excuse me?
You're
No, thank you.
No, I'm not asking. No,
he wasn't proposing.
No. Look at your hand.
Yeah?
Other hand.
Sure.
You're married. That ring. That's what that signifies.
Congratulations.
Well,
do I get a bachelorette party? I never had one.
Oh, it has to come before. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Poops.
We could just count last night as yours, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I don't want to get on. I mean, that was Chalice's. I don't. Well,
you're right. We don't want to have to do another one of these. That was Chalice's.
Well, we should probably head to Chops Chapel.
Yes.
And by we, you mean without you, right?
By what? By we, I meant without me. What the?
And you guys are already exiting.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Cool. So you guys are on the hunt to solve the mystery of where Jennifer is, and you go not too far through the town square, and you're at Chop's Chapel.
Chop's Chapel, huh?
See, I told you this was real. You guys all thought that I wrote that note. I wrote that comment. The Chop was a real guy. He's right in here, I bet.
In our defense, all signs pointed to that being fake.
What? Because I got compliments? It was fake? Now you're going to tell me that you think Alberta's fake.
Well, yeah, buddy.
Anyways,
we should probably go in there.
So Chop walks out, and he looks identical to Chip, like even more so than like Oreo from across the street. the exact same, except for he's dressed like a priest.
Oh, my God. This guy's so hot.
He's so hot. I was thinking the same thing, Chalice.
Holy shit.
Wow. It's like, get out of my mind, girl. You were in there. Wow.
He is so fucking sexy.
Chalice, intuitively to help her buddy Beef, lifts him up like under his butt so Beef can get a better look.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And you know when you see someone hot and you just have to hold your friend's hand?
Yeah.
I grab Chalice's hand as she's doing helping me. I'm like,
Hey, guys, if I wasn't taken, I'd go right after this guy, if you know what I'm saying.
Enough.
Wow, you guys are back. Look, there's my bounce star. There he is.
Oh.
That's me. That's right. What's going on, Choppy boy?
Oh, what the hell? I mean, what a night last night. What an amazing time. You guys are an absolute hoot.
Listen, Chop, we got to level with you.
What's up?
We had no idea what the hell was going on last night. We can't remember a goddamn thing.
We got rat poisoned.
Do you know what happened to my dentures?
What? No. I mean, we had a lovely wedding here and a lovely, you know, short celebration afterwards. Well, where's your partner? You're a happily married man? Don't tell me things already went south.
Oh, no can do, compadre. I wish I could say that, but I literally
Beef doesn't remember what
I have no
what
idea.
Or who he married.
Who, how, what, when, why.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if you want these then anymore, but, you know, we had some paintings done last night of the happily married couple. And he hands it over, and it's standing there is Beef and a sandwich.
Okay, so Beef married a sandwich last night.
Okay. Little bit
okay,
better.
Okay. What kind?
And I know what you're thinking. A month-long hiatus to come back only to have Beef marry a sandwich.
Oh, she's beautiful. They wanted to marry me?
Oh, from what I could tell, it was consenting, yeah.
I think I have a pretty solid guess of where that sandwich might be.
Where?
No.
And I think we're going to see it in about 36 to 48 hours.
Wait, what do you mean? Where? Are they went on a trip? Are they coming back?
Oh, gosh.
A one-way trip? A round trip?
Chip,
I think one-way straight to
chip,
the toilet.
Chip, chip. Oh, what? Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think you could be more gentle.
What do you mean in the toilet? Yeah,
Beef, you murdered your spouse.
What are you saying? Wait, what?
You murdered your spouse.
Beef, you think you ate the sandwich?
Well, I can say with certainty you guys left together. The sandwich wasn't eaten here. That's all I can say. And actually, I may know where you headed next, but in order to tell you, I'd like you to do me a favor maybe in exchange.
I ate my husband?
Sorry, he's in shock. You can tell us.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Anything. What do you need, Choppy Boy?
If you wouldn't mind, actually, we're trying to do some more promotional work and get the name out there of Chop's Chapel, and I'd love to, use your likeness, you two, and he grabs Chalice and Chip and goes, if you could pose like you two are getting married, and then we'll paint that up and we'll use it for promotional materials, if that's all right.
Oh, easy peasy.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you put a disclaimer or something in case this gets sent to my girlfriend?
Oh my god.
I mean, this will be mostly a local promotion, so you should be good there.
Oh, okay.
We're going to cut to after the painting has been done. About an hour passes and they get the picture that they needed. And as he's finishing up the painting, goes, "So, I mean, the best that I can do for you guys is it sounded like you were headed to Magical Mike's, that strip club, to celebrate."
I love that place.
The new marriage. Great and wings. The bachelorette party. You guys were celebrating a lot of stuff. Something about you just paid off your debt, bachelorette party. And,
probably my new girlfriend. Maybe.
That really, you kept bringing that up. and then, this marriage between Beef and that Turkey Club.
That was her name?
You kept calling it Turkey Club.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Turkey Club.
Beef's going to write songs about her.
Now, I got a question for you, Chop.
Yeah. Shoot.
Did you take any other paintings of the full group? Do you have a full group painting?
Yeah, a lot of paintings were done, but I have no idea where they're at now.
Oh.
I put them in the back room to dry, and I have no idea where they're at now.
I'm getting really scared.
Let's go to Magical Mike's.
Okay, cool. You guys make it to Magical Mike's without a problem. It is a mid-size theater, probably seats like, easily 150, 200 people, but kind of almost has like a black box feel, but you can tell there's like magical lights and stuff around too. Obviously, it's like mid-morning, almost midday, and so it's completely empty when you guys enter.
A boom, 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 let me hear you say, whale, whale. I love this place.
The doors bang open from behind you and you hear, halt right there. And a dozen patrolmen burst in.
Thank you very much. I need a man with a...
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Oh,
are we
sorry.
Making
yeah.
too much Hi. Noise?
You're the ones who ruined our show last night. And you realize
shit.
That they are, in fact, dancers and strippers wearing patrolman costumes.
Backless pajamas.
Am I wearing the same stuff that they're wearing?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
And give us our costume back. There's one of them that's still just like he's in his backless PJs. And he's like, give me my costume back.
Wait, did I not finally fulfill my dream of applying to this place and getting a job?
Oh, my God. You guys don't remember last night?
No.
Not
do you have my
all.
Teeth?
Not a single thought.
Let me fill you guys in. You came to our show, and as soon as it started, you booed us and loudly shouted, "We can do better."
No
when
surprise.
When I asked you to lower your voice, you all proceeded to storm the stage and strip.
Checks out.
The big one, you became immediately self-conscious and couldn't find your clothes and stole Dave's costume and left. And the little one? Yeah, you f***ed a sandwich on stage.
Checks out.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Well, we were married. We were married.
So the sandwich was still alive while we were here. That's...
Oh, and then he ate it? Oh, my God.
You ate your fuck sandwich.
Well, when you left, I have to clarify, the sandwich was still around when you left. We do know that much.
Was there a rat with us when we were here?
I think so. It was kind of a blur, to be honest.
You know what? I'm going to write down the questions we got to start asking every time.
That's a good idea.
Here.
Okay. I got self-conscious on stage?
Yeah, well, it sounds about right.
You got really embarrassed.
Oh, probably because I felt bad about stripping, even though I'm in a relationship. That makes sense, actually. You know what? It all checks out now.
Gosh.
This story sounds valid.
Well, are you guys you're writing things down. Are you trying to figure something out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can tell you where you went next, but you're going to have to do something for us.
Oh my gosh, this tit for tit is just not going to work for me. We keep running into this.
Why don't you guys get up on stage and dance while we boo you? And if it doesn't turn us on, we're not telling you anything.
All right, easy. I can do this. I do this every goddamn night when I get up there.
Easy.
Someone hold my baby.
You guys all going to try to dance then?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, roll for performance.
I botched.
Oh, I got 22 altogether.
I got a 20.
Seb, even the thought of trying to be sexy and now you're moving and gyrating, and from the night before, you immediately vomit when you're on stage. And it's
but it just kind of rolls down. It's not projectile.
Oh.
This could not be going so differently for all
three of you are looking so sexy and doing incredibly well, actually. And Seb just botched, just vomited all over himself, but again, not in a way that it's projectile, just kind of leaked out. Very gross. Yeah. And they all kind of applaud. They're like, wow, that was actually really impressive. And if any of you ever were considering about, you know, moonlighting here and doing some dancing, come back anytime.
Wow, that's huge, Chip. That's huge.
That is.
And sir, let me just run this by you really quick. Where are Seb's teeth? Do you have them?
No.
Whose baby is this?
No idea.
Who gave me this tattoo?
Nope.
Where is Jennifer the Rat?
Who?
Doesn't matter. Where's the sandwich?
I don't know. You left with it. And then all of a sudden, you guys get jumped from behind. Bags get put over your head.
Whoa.
Everything goes black.
Hey.
The next thing you know, the bags are coming off of your head, and you're in like a blacked out carriage. All four of you, plus the baby, so five of you, are sitting across from mole men from Moe's Casino in their intimidating black suits of armor.
I think I know who has Jennifer.
Hey, fellas, where are Seb's teeth? Whose baby is this? Who gave me a tattoo? Where is Jennifer? Where is the sandwich? And whose blood is Chip covered in?
And hi, how are you?
Did you forget you owe our boss, Mo, big money? 1,200 gold pieces, to be exact.
Oh, God.
You were bragging all last night about how you had a new line of credit at the bank since you had just paid off your debt to Thatso the Raven.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So you better go visit your friend Thatso because you're going to need that money.
Is that where we're heading to?
You didn't answer any of the questions.
How are you?
You'll pay us what you owe by sundown today if you ever want to see your little friend again.
Oh.
Are you talking about the sandwich or Jennifer?
Yeah. Turkey Club?
They'd kick you guys out.
Turkey Club!
Oh!
So you're back on now a random street as the blacked out carriage continues down the road.
Okay. I feel like we're not benefiting enough from having Jennifer as a friend. Do we need to have this conversation?
Chip.
What?
She would come and save us.
You're right. Albertus is trying to help me get rid of all the people that make my life harder and darker, you know?
She's a bad influence if she's telling you to leave Jennifer.
I don't know, guys. It's kind of fun. Is this how bachelorette parties are supposed to go? Because I'm kind of having a blast.
I don't know. This is my first one. I've not been to one previously.
It's my first one, too. So it's...
Yeah. Chalice, are you having fun?
Yeah, I've been to a lot, though. We call them hens nights, and we basically just kill a bunch of chickens with our hands. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that does feel similar.
Girlies be crazy.
Yeah, Jennifer was kind of running the show, and it seems like maybe this is all going the way it's expected, so should we go to the bank? Sorry, Seb.
No, it's okay. It's going to just keep happening, and I'm starting to realize that I'm part of the problem. So, let's go.
Okay, you guys make it to Thatso's branch of the bank, which, appropriately enough, is on the branch of a tree. It's hollowed out, and at this certain branch, there's a hole that Thatso comes out, as a bank teller would, and sees you guys.
Hey, what's happening, Crow?
That's what you're gonna f-ing come to the table with?
We're familiar.
After last night? Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm a little cranky.
What happened last night?
Well, I'm a little exhausted because I didn't sleep very well last night. Some drunken idiots woke me up in the middle of the night.
Chalice, your questions.
We're sorry about that. Where are Seb's teeth? Whose baby is this? Who gave me a tattoo? Where is Jennifer? Where is the sandwich? And whose blood is Chip covered in? And also, Beef hit it.
How are ya?
Well, not great. Firstly, because that sandwich that you made me tasted terrible. Yeah, it was disgusting. I don't mean to offend anyone.
Chalice leans down and just starts crossing off the where's the sandwich question and going, ooh,
oh my
you
God.
Ate my wife?
I grab a hold of Beef.
It was a pretty horrible experience for me. You, Seb, you said you'd give me all your teeth if I extended your loan another season. And despite me saying that I had no interest in your teeth, you pulled them all out, covering this gentleman in blood.
Chalice is also going, and then crosses out.
Anyway, your desperation spoke to me, so ultimately I let you extend your loan to the end of this season with an additional 10% interest. So
I thought we paid off our loan.
Wait, we were celebrating because we paid it off.
Yeah, you did. Then you just took it all. You withdrew it again. So I shouldn't have even let you do that. You paid off the loan, which then became the bank's, but I let you withdraw it again with 10% interest. So you left here with 1,269 gold pieces.
Nice.
And you don't know, was Jennifer with us when you saw us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And now we're trying to get out more money?
Well, we haven't posed that yet. Can we actually get more money?
Absolutely not. The tree door slams shut.
Boo!
Okay, so this is the first person that hasn't told us where to go next. Not helpful.
The tree door opens back up. I can tell you one thing.
Oh, thank you.
I just need you guys off the property because there's a lot. I don't know if you've noticed, there's a line behind you and I need to just get rid of you because this is business hours now.
Are you going to tell us once we get off the property or are you going to tell us now and then we leave the property?
Just leave once I tell you this, okay? There's only one beholder that I know that exists, you know, in France, and they actually have a shop about two blocks away.
I'm just noticing all my teeth are on the ground here. I thought these were just a bunch of seeds. Okay, well, I'm picking these up. We'll be on our way in just a minute, all right? Thanks for nothing, man.
I try and sneak one of the teeth into my pocket.
Hey, quit it. Quit
I want to make a bracelet.
Thatso snickers because one of the teeth that Seb picked back up and then tried to put back in his mouth was actually a seed. So Seb does have one of his teeth
seed
is a
tooth.
Seed right now.
Perfect.
He has a seed tooth.
I hope it grows into a big tree.
Just throughout the season, every time.
Little
just
branches
more
come out
and more.
Of it.
Can we go to the beholder's place of business or where he lives or something?
You approach the shop. You can't mistake it because there's a big beholder logo painted on the wooden sign that's hanging just above the door. And it's very clear that it is a tattoo shop.
We all enter through different doors.
I'm stuck in the window.
Seb.
Welcome to my tattoo shop, Eye of the Beholder. What can I do? Oh, you guys again.
Oh, so you know us. Ahem. Whose baby is this? Who gave me a tattoo? Where's our friend Jennifer and Beef?
How the hell are ya?
Well, how the hell are you? How's your back healing? That was a big, big tattoo.
Yeah, what did I ask for?
You said, I'll have what he's having. And I looked over and I saw his back tattoo and figured I'd do that.
Can somebody push on my butt? I'm still stuck in this window.
Oh, shh.
Here, grab my hands and I'll pull.
Unrelated, do you do tattoo removal?
I do not.
Oh, no.
Oh. What are we talking about?
As for whose baby that is, that's yours as far as the deal we made last night.
Huh?
Mine? I told you guys.
Where?
Squishy Squish is mine.
Yeah, I mean, I was washing up in the back after I finished up the tattoo, and when I came back, you left a whole bag full of, like, 1,300 gold pieces and took the kid. So I figured, at first I was a little peeved. I was like, did we talk about this? And then I was like, well, my child is really a monster born of nightmares that doesn't really stop screaming or crying. So yeah. I'd like to keep the deal in effect.
You were peeved when we kidnapped your kid.
Huh. Is it kidnapping if you paid for it?
That's what I'm saying. I'd say keep it. I'd 1,300 gold for that thing? I'm fine with it.
What are the rules on tradesies backsies?
I get to keep this?
No, Beef. Beef.
Up into the air, like holds it both arms up into the air and swings it around. Oh, what a beauty.
Beef, for Jennifer's sake, we got to get the money back. So you got to choose between this baby or Jennifer.
Wait, I just had a family and you're going to rip it all away from me? My wife got murdered and you're going to take this baby from me as well?
It's one or the other.
Think of Jennifer. This isn't a real family. It's a kid that you kidnapped when you were drunk.
Well, bought. To be fair, bought.
Worse in a way.
Yeah, somehow that's worse. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, fine. But can I have a moment with Squishy Squish at least?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still got to figure out if this person will take the deal. Oh, so enjoy your time with Squishy Squish.
I tell you what, I'm not taking that thing back because it won't stop crying and it's literally driving me insane.
Oh, we have to make it stop crying.
Can I roll for perception or insight? I rolled an 18.
Okay, so Chip, you notice that anytime that Beef has said like, how the hell are you? Or like, hello, any type of sing-songy talking, it's kind of cooed and quieted the baby.
All right, hey Beef, give that thing over here.
Wish. That was me throwing it.
Oh. I thought you were talking to it. Okay, that makes more sense.
No, I yell the thing I'm throwing. Squish!
Squish. All right, I look at all the eyes of this Squishy Squish, and I start singing. I used to be in love with a friend of mine, but now I'm in love with my new girlfriend.
Seb, give me your teeth. I want to turn it into a maraca.
Okay, but I'm going to need them back.
She's nice and real and cool and real and a cobbler.
Oh, God.
And she's cool and real and I'm really in love. And it's real.
And with that, Squishy Squish kind of like settles down and its one eye starts to get droopy and it kind of dozes into a soft slumber.
It's working, Chip. It's working. Whoa. Keep going.
Whoa.
Chalice, seeing him be paternal like that, like can't even stand up. She's just sort of like,
God. Yeah, horn central, horny central for sure.
She holds Beef's hand.
Well, you know, when it's passed out like that, it's actually kind of cute.
I could teach you that song too if you want me to.
Nah, that sounds like work. How about you come here at least once a day for the rest of your life, and sing to put the baby to sleep. Or I keep the money and I kill you all.
Deal, except Beef will do that instead of me.
Sure, hi, what's going on?
How the hell are you?
I shake their hand, yeah.
Cool, so they, with like one of their eyes, they shoot a beam at the bag of gold and levitate it towards you, and it lands in Beef's, I almost called it a beignet. What's it called?
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
A Bjorn.
Oh, my Bjorn.
So now it's a money Bjorn?
It's a money Bjorn. And it's we start doing the money dance. Baby Bjorn, money dance.
Like the Charlie Brown characters.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, okay. See you tomorrow.
And they kind of levitate you out and throw you at the front door and the door slams.
All right, so we got to go back, pay off That's So Raven, ask for another loan, and then go pay off Jennifer's debt.
I think we just skip That So. We'll handle That So. We got till the end of the season to handle That So. I think we just go straight to the casino. I think we just handle that.
Or the casino comes to you. They grab you guys and, well, they put the bag over here. It's a blackout.
Why?
And then
we were just coming to you guys. What the heck? You said we had till the end of the day.
They love coming up from behind and bagging us.
And when the bags are removed, you see that you're back in the car, but this time Mo's in there with you.
Hey, I got three questions for you. Where's Jennifer? Where is my new dog? And Beef?
How the hell are you, you son of a bitch?
You got the gold.
Yes, we have the gold.
Yeah, what'd you say? How much did we owe you?
1,269 pieces.
I think you said 1,200 earlier, though, leaving us with 69.
Nice. He nods to one of his henchmen, and they like violently grab the bag and rip it from your clutches. Okay, deal's a deal. He nods to the other one, and out of a bag, they something struggling in there, and he grabs it to reveal
my dog,
Little Crazy Ass.
Oh, no.
No, Butsuckers.
What a f***ing wild party last night, Butsuckers. Let's do it again.
No. You are the worst, brother.
Wait, so where's Jennifer?
Jennifer? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Just where is she? What do you mean? What do I mean?
You think we kidnapped Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love Jennifer. She's our security consultant.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Where is she?
Well, I mean, I should say she was our security consultant until we caught her pocketing chips.
Me?
No. We caught her pocketing casino chips.
Me?
She's in someone's pocket.
Chip.
She's in Chip's pocket.
What's in your pocket?
Oh. I honest to God was going to check my pockets earlier for Seb's teeth.
Oh my god.
That would have saved us a lot of time.
I'm not even kidding. I was gonna say to do that.
Oh my god.
What if this was a 20-minute episode? That would have been so funny.
All right. I stick my hands in my pockets.
You feel a little furry something, and he goes,
no, two more minutes.
Oh, you're just a little sleepy guy?
What's up? Did I miss something?
Jennifer crawls out and goes up Chip's and is now sitting on his shoulder.
Whoa, Mo, what's up, my dude?
Hey, Jennifer.
Fun bachelorette party, Chalice. It was honestly one of the best nights of my life, although I don't remember much. But I do remember, actually, one second.
And then she goes back and runs out the door, goes into the Beholder's tattoo shop, and then comes out struggling with all her might to carry what looks to be like 15 paintings done on pieces of parchment. She goes,
oh.
We hired the painter from Chops Chapel to follow us around and do paintings of what we got up to last night.
Oh, can we play those during the credits?
Yeah, we're going to play these during the credits. They're crazy. Nice.
What is playing over the credits of this episode?
It's mostly just paintings of Beef fucking that sandwich. I'd say it's 95%.
Oh my god.
Just all of these guards just being like, oh my, whoa, like just eyes so open, so big.
Yeah. There's one with the sandwich, you know, on top, on bottom, on the side, on the head.
And then I think there's one sweet one where Chalice, everyone's kind of like hugging Chalice, and Chalice looks like actually happy to be surrounded by the people that love her.
Aww.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. Well, gosh dang, does it feel good to be back, baby! Whee-hee! And with that being said, we've actually got a few exciting things to go over. First, we've got merch! We'll post a link to our TeePublic site in the show notes, and you can head there to buy some Sitcom D&D swag. Yes! Personally, Aaron and I got a bottoms-up crew neck sweatshirt. That's a very tasteful logo for the bar, and right above it, I believe it says craft beer and piss. So yeah, it's perfect. Check out all the different options we have at TeePublic. Link is in the show notes. And secondly, if you want to leave a comment in Bottoms Up's comment box, it may just get used as the inspiration for a flashback scene in Season 2's comment box episode. You can do this by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. Just to clarify, rate us as a show separately from how you'd rate Bottoms Up as an establishment. This is very important. We've already got a few amazing comments on there that will definitely be used as scene suggestions, so don't dilly-dally. Get over to Apple Podcasts and leave your comment for Bottoms Up. Lastly, we're going to exit this episode on a literal high note because one of our patrons, who goes by the name Nebulucas, created an 8-bit version of our theme song, and it friggin' rules. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening. Take it away, Nebulucas.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.